Project Fledgling blog audio. What is a GM? A game master in a free-form role-playing game fulfills a variety of roles. The players in such a game play the role of various limited creatures, usually individuals. One could sum up the GM's role as the game master plays the role of God. But that is too easy. What does God do? What are God's duties? Authority and agency, consistency and novelty, growth and challenge. These three pairs of attributes form the core of God's being and thus the focus of a GM's efforts. God created and runs everything and intentionally offers his creations agency, mostly over their own lives. No one can do anything without his consent, but he consents to quite a bit. So, the GM must have absolute authority, but also allow, encourage, and deeply desire player agency. The GM settles disputes with finality, but also encourages them and gives them weight. The GM enforces gravity, both literally and figuratively. God remembers and is consistent. So consistent, in fact, that men have codified the laws of nature entirely on his reliable responses to their actions. You can rely on God to be the same yesterday, today, and tomorrow. So too, the players should be able to count on the GM to offer them consistent responses. A small amount of arbitrary behavior, called randomness or chaos when God behaves thus, is acceptable. However, the GM is ultimately beholden to present the players with an understandable world which rewards experimentation and exploration. God is also endlessly creative. He never runs out of ideas, odd variations, and interesting places. Colors, shapes, and the odd turn of phrase and hidden treasures are around every rock and occasionally inside the rocks. The game master, too, must provide unending, interesting things for the players to experience and discover. If the players are bored or uninterested, the GM has failed in making a vital and inviting experience. But God is not content to merely offer his creatures freedom and novelty. He also desires them to become as himself, powerful and perfect. God punishes, teaches, and inspires us in order to be more like himself. He loves us in the hardest of senses. So too the GM must desire the players and the characters to grow better, gaining wisdom, stature, and favor both with himself and with each other. The GM must invite the players not only to explore, but to grow. And even then God is not content. He gives his creatures tasks, challenges, and duties which are both difficult and rewarding according to their skill. He presses his creation even unto death to attempt great things. So too the GM has a duty to challenge the players to attempt great things and destroy them if they fail. The mortal struggle must be reflected in the GM's world. But which is the greatest? How can we judge? A perilous question. Overexpressing even one of these duties can destroy a player's confidence in the GM and leave the experience hollow. Often the pairs are unbalanced against their complement, but unbalance between the pairs is dangerous as well. Authority and agency are the most commonly abused. Agency often runs rampant, especially among children, when the GM has little real-world power to enforce his decisions on players. Without the GM's final word, players end up separated, each into their own little imaginary worlds where anything can happen. Inevitably, each player is the best and brightest, each a god themselves. This is good and fine, but if they wish to play together, there must be a common bond, the bond of common submission to the GM's authority. Likewise, the GM can easily blot out player agency, railroading is a common term for this, and withdraw all meaningful decisions out of the player's reach. At this point, a GM must ask, why am I even playing with these people? The truth is that the GM is often too enamored with their own ideas and plans. If this is the case, do not despair, railroading GM. Instead, stop being a game master and go and write a book. It will be much more rewarding than having to deal with the players, and your players will be able to get a new, and hopefully better, mediator for their exploits. In just the same way, offering too much growth without adequate challenge leaves the players feeling like everything is just too easy, and vice versa. Consistency without novelty is boring, and novelty without consistency is maddening. The players and the GM must work together to achieve this, but ultimately the GM is responsible for the player's experience. But imbalance between these pairs is also dangerous. Emphasizing submissive freedom can leave the players without a sense of place or direction. Stressing consistent creativity can dazzle without directing. Focusing on growing challenges quickly becomes an exercise in mathematical extrapolation. All of these are good in their place, but a good game needs a balance of the elements to thrive. So, if you've ever had a bad role-playing experience, blame the GM. If you've ever played a frustrating CRPG, blame the designer. And if you've ever been dissatisfied with life, blame God. He can take it. Thanks for listening. DudeCon, out.